Man, look at the sap on my fingers. I'll never get it off before dinner.
It's a good wood pile.
It's been 4 years since my husband Greg and I bought a farm. We gave up our cush suburban lifestyle in Sacramento, California, and moved to Whidbey Island in the Pacific Northwest. Since the move, we've been raising guanacos for their exotic fiber. If you haven't already listened to that adventure from season one, I invite you to. But basically, guanacos are the wild ancestors of llamas. And let's just say it's been wonderful and a lot of hard work, especially for our hands. I used to love watching the fun colors of my latest gel manicure fly around on the keyboard while my fingers typed out emails. Now, I have permanent dirt under my fingernails and I don't even care. Sure, in our old life, Greg mowed the lawn and cooked and used his hands for all kinds of ordinary tasks. But now his hands are very familiar with the effort it takes to do farm things. Things like felling trees and stacking wood and digging ditches. Seriously, keeping the farm up with the animals and processing their fiber means we've gone from using our hands occasionally to using them and making things with them all day long. Here's what we found out. When we live close to nature and use our hands to make things from what we raise, we reconnect to something primal, something connected to our very survival. It's pretty special, and it feels really satisfying. This is not really a new idea for me, but I've come to see it in a new way. In our former life, for nearly 3 decades, I was an art therapist. My job was to help people heal. So I used art to help my clients work through many difficult issues. With paint, clients could express feelings they couldn't talk about. Scissors and glue and a few magazines were the ticket to sorting out family roles and rules. And the clay bowls that were created in my office became cherished vessels for holding grief and hurt and rage. But you know what? I had to start living this fiber life in order to really understand that the most valuable thing I had been offering my clients all along was a way to reconnect with their hands. I didn't realize this then, but the way I think of it now is that I was just helping clients reconnect with that old, important maker part of themselves, the primal part that knows all about nature. So in Homegrown and Handcrafted, the second season of A Fiber Life, we are going to transport you to a life of making from nature. We're going to introduce you to our baby goats, talk about the tools that we use, and chat with many of the maker friends we've had the privilege of meeting all along the way. From spinning guanaco fiber into yarn, splitting and stacking wood, and growing our own food and botanical dyes, these stories provide life lessons that are powerful. I also think they can be helpful and healing. So if you're someone who loves to make things with your hands, or if you love animals and nature, or if you feel like you need some help reconnecting with that maker part of yourself, I'm glad you're here. My hope is that this podcast will do for you what it has done for us. Inspire you to live with every fiber of your being. And just so you know, we'll begin releasing season 2, Homegrown and Handcrafted, soon. So be sure to follow us on your favorite podcast listening app. Or if you want to be notified every time we post a new episode, you can sign up for those notifications on our website, afiberlife.com. This production is brought to you by the Bright Sided Network.